This is St. Louis Public Radio. Bob Reuter was a force in St. Louis's underground music scene. He was brash and willful and championed a do-it-yourself aesthetic. A guitar player, singer, and DJ, Reuter shifted his focus later in life, turning his camera to the venues, bars, and musicians he loved. This past month, Big Muddy Records released the first self-titled album by Reuter's band, The Dinosaurs. St. Louis Public Radio's Willis Ryder Arnold reports how the album helped kickstart the Reuter legend.
Bob Reuter claimed The Dinosaurs were the first punk band to play St. Louis, that they were the only punk band around for miles. It's not true, but Reuter was prone to making grand statements, and the musician and DJ molded his life into a St. Louis music scene legend. In a passage from his memoir, recorded before his death, Reuter describes his life as a rock and roll mission statement.
Sunshine and fresh air have nothing to do with the music I play. Rock and roll is meant to involve loud volumes in small, sweaty rooms. It's sex, danger, joy, pain, and repetition mixed with a certain amount of darkness and mystery.
Baby, I think you were crazy. I think you go mad, well, baby.
The Dinosaurs formed in 1978 and only released one short 45, even though they recorded a number of tracks. Nearly 40 years later, Chris Beresevic's Big Muddy Records is releasing those early recordings as The Dinosaurs' first album.
The Dinosaurs were, in Bob's eyes for a long time, a huge failure. And over time, The Dinosaurs became the beginning of his legend and the beginning of why he was Bob Reuter.
Legend has it, Reuter started the band when he heard there was a chance to perform regularly at a South St. Louis dive bar. First, he talked his way into the gig. Then he formed the band. Ripping through songs that were too punk for traditional rock and too rock for punk, he laid the foundation that defined his music and his personality, Beresevic says.
A lot of that has to do with going through painful experiences, going through heartbreak, going through losing your band and all of your stability and carrying on. And taking that pain and making something beautiful out of it.
Beresevic says Reuter's lyrics often paired rock and roll swagger with vulnerability. In his journals, Reuter said he felt kinship with what he called the identifiable outsiders.
The kind of phoniness that he felt was being put on him by society was that you have to hide your expression and that you have to have a stiff upper lip and, you know, stick to the grindstone and hold it together, but Bob didn't like to hold it together, and he liked to just throw it all out there.
Beresevic says that brutal honesty is just as compelling now as it was in 1978.
The reason that he is important and why it's still relevant today is that he carried with him that idea of expressiveness and that idea of different is good. Different is a mark of honor.
The Dinosaurs album is available online and in local record shops. I'm Willis Ryder Arnold, St. Louis Public Radio. Your